Did he fall or was he pushed? The Liberals no longer have a candidate in the New South Wales seat of Charlton. Kevin Baker has withdrawn his candidacy after it was revealed that he ran an offensive, sexist and racist website. The website for car enthusiasts contained racist and lewd comments as well as references to domestic violence and incest. Earlier, Mr. Baker apologised and took the site down, but it wasn't enough to ease the pressure on the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, over his candidacy. Because the rolls have closed, the withdrawal means that the Liberals will no longer be able to run a candidate in Charlton. Samantha Hawley filed this report.
There'd barely be an election campaign where a candidate from either side of politics doesn't land their party in hot water. But some cases are more dramatic than others.
He's done the wrong thing, no doubt about that. He absolutely has done the wrong thing.
The Liberal candidate for the New South Wales seat of Charlton, Kevin Baker, has been embroiled in a scandal over a lured internet site for car enthusiasts that he set up, which was full of highly offensive, sexist and racist comments.
Now, to his credit, he's pulled down the site. He has abjectly and quite properly apologised, but yep, he's done the wrong thing.
The website was taken down just last night.
He's closed the site down and he has abjectly apologised.
The government says Mr. Abbott must take John Howard's lead and disendorse Kevin Baker. The Finance Minister, Penny Wong.
He should disendorse Kevin Baker. And if Tony Abbott wants to use some legalistic defence that, you know, nominations have closed and so forth, well, he can take a leaf out of his mentor's book. Because John Howard faced a similar situation in 1996 with Pauline Hanson. And he took action, disendorsed her and made clear that she would never sit in the coalition party room.
Mr. Abbott was pressed on the matter during his press conference in the Victorian city of Geelong.
I am going to receive a further briefing on this later today. He's done the wrong thing. Absolutely accept that. He has done the wrong thing. He has abjectly apologised, as he should, and the site has been closed down.
7 hours later, late this afternoon, the New South Wales Liberal Party released a statement saying Mr. Baker has resigned. The Liberal Party won't now run a candidate in the seat, which was formerly held by the Labor Minister, Greg Combe. It's not a marginal seat, and so the opposition didn't have a great chance of winning it. But it is the biggest blow the coalition has been dealt in this campaign. And Mr. Abbott's also facing questioning over his candidate in the Sydney seat of McMahon. A former police officer, Ray King, was called to front the Wood Royal Commission into police corruption in the 1990s.
Now, as for Ray King's appearance 20-odd years ago before a particular commission, hey, come on. This is a government in Canberra that has ministers appearing before the Independent Commission Against Corruption.
Mr. Abbott is facing pressure on another front too, over his paid parental leave scheme. He's yet to release the full costings, and there's disquiet from some state leaders and within the Nationals.
I am confident that my colleagues will come with me, because this is the kind of thing that you only have to think about to appreciate its significance and its necessity. So I think it's very, very important. Now, as for the Premiers, we'll sit down with them and we will have an adult discussion about this.
Mr. Abbott spent much of his day in the highly marginal seat of Corangamite, which is held by Labor's Darren Cheeseman by just 0.3%. The opposition leader took part in his second street walk in 2 days.
Exactly right.
Fingers crossed, that's right.
And everyone is working incredibly hard.
Most of the people he met seemed to know and support the Liberal candidate, Sarah Henderson, a former ABC journalist.
Our time is
If Sarah wins Corangamite, I think we can change the government.
But no, they're not all Tony Abbott supporters in the city of Geelong, as the opposition leader found out as he left the shopping precinct.
This waste of space is coming here interfering with my shopping. How dare he, after all the sexist comments he's made about women? What does he do? Ride his bike? Why doesn't he do some work? He reads books. 50 Shades of Grey.
A disgruntled voter ending Samantha Hawley's report.